Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you know any heroes out there you want us to give a shout out to, you can text us, 800-400-3697. We'd love to give them some acknowledgement during our check-ins with the Bay Club or just randomly throughout the day. You can also email stories to Bryn@RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Follow the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page to catch any videos or helpful links that are mentioned on the show. I believe that can be found on the Facebook.
Oh, the Facebook.
Yeah. All right, so here's what's happening. As we sit here now, let me find the actual number for the Bay Area. In California, 58,642 people have had coronavirus, and that includes 2,376 deaths. So there's the numbers that I have been sort of keeping off the airwaves because I don't like that death count thing, but we are moving into another phase here of getting back to normal.
Yeah,
I love, if you've watched Instagram, any, you've probably seen these things. I just saw one now as I was looking, and it's this house. These are signs people put in their window. This house is a jail on the planet BS, and they're using cuss words, this life I'm living sucks, you know what? And I'm just like, yeah, I guess that's, people do feel like they're being kept in jail, and there's hostility is high.
And yep,
and I get it. But then, you know, there's, okay, so is that number not significant enough for you? Then
for some people it isn't.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, there are plenty of people who say that's not enough death to have shut down the entire state. Okay.
And right, and beyond.
So, you know, we'll see how that goes as things are reopening. I know here in Santa Cruz County, which is not considered the Bay Area, there are stores that will be reopening this Friday.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm very interested to get a look at. I also know that, and let me pull it up firsthand, it looks like as many places are reopening, Starbucks plans to open 85% of its U.S. coffee shops with the new protocols in place, such as mobile ordering and contactless pickup and cashless payments.
Wow.
But they plan to be back to open. And by the end of this week, they say they'll be... By 90% of their stores will be open by June. So,
oh, thank God. I don't feel normal without my mocha latte chate or whatever.
Well, you know what? One of the things I've heard people say many times, whether it's on Instagram or on our text machine, they just want to go to a restaurant and not cook. And while this isn't that, this is an example of one of the luxuries that we've taken for granted, which is just driving down the road and going, yeah, I want a cup of coffee.
Oh, look, a Starbucks. I know exactly what they have in there, and I'm going to go get some.
Right. So I do think these are luxuries that we've taken for granted, and people want their quick cup of coffee. So very soon you'll be able to get that. I also, you know, there are businesses that are almost long gone. And don't get me wrong, I'm very aware there are still drive-in movie theaters, but it seems like a thing of the past, right?
Yeah.
Except they're going to be reopening here in the Bay Area, and I think they're going to do well by it. I actually think that we're going to see them do very well by it.
I would love to take my kids to a drive-in movie. I think that would be so fun. Like, I used to love going to the drive-in movies.
Right. No, I agree, and I love it, and I think that, what was it? I think me and Christina's second date was at a drive-in.
Oh.
Right there in San Jose, and I think that's one of the ones reopening. So
they haven't already built like housing or a high rise on that?
Doesn't look like it. It looks like it's a drive-in, and then during on the weekends, or maybe even during the week, but it's a flea market during the day.
Right. So they use it for other things too.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's something you can look into. If you're looking to get out of the house, some of the drive-ins are going to be reopening this week, and there'll be different protocols in place, which include bring your own food. And normally they wouldn't encourage that, but the snack bar won't be open.
No.
The bathrooms will, but they'll say that, A, you have to stay in your car unless you're using the bathroom, and if you're going to use the bathroom, you got to wear a mask. But still, kind of worth it if you can get the family you've been quarantined with out of the house.
Yep.
And
the bathrooms are going to be an issue, though. That's interesting. I hadn't really considered the bathroom thing, but usually it's, you know, you're watching two movies, and it's a long time, and maybe just don't bring any water with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, right. There you are gurgling water, and suddenly you're like, oh, right, the other part of that is I have to get rid of this.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one of the stories that broke this morning, or when I woke up, it was one thing and now it's something else. President Trump had said that he's ending phasing out the coronavirus task force that's been in place.
Yeah, what is this all
and then
about?
I just saw a story that says, no, that's not really true. They're going to have to keep that in place for a while longer. So
I would think that it seems early to disband that.
Right. I get, though, that he mentions the same sentiment that many of us have, which is you can't keep the country closed. You can't keep the state closed. You can't keep my city closed. Everybody's feeling that. As I referred to a sign earlier in someone's window that was saying, this is like jail. I feel like I'm in jail. That's not really at all anywhere near jail. You're actually in your house.
You know, though, for someone whose life has been destroyed by this pandemic, and I'm not talking about that they lost someone. I'm talking about they lost their job. They're going to lose their house. They're stuck with their kids. They only, you know, they don't have internet, you know, whatever it is. They're having a vastly different experience than many of us. Like, it is not a hardship for me to be here at my house. But for someone who is trapped in their house, for whatever reason, even if it's just because they're single and they're alone and they miss their friends and they want to get laid. I mean, I don't even know. Every individual has their own reason that their life has been turned upside down. It's really, for them, they're feeling it much more acutely. And it's really true. You know, you can't ask people to stay in forever. We just can't do that. There's too much to lose.
There's 30 million unemployment claims out there, so that's an issue, and people are looking at whether they're going to be able to pay their bills or buy food, and that's an extreme hardship for
sure.
So I understand all that, but and look, politicians are going to pay the price for this. Whatever they decide to do, it's going to be interesting to see how Gavin is judged when he has to run again.
All of them. I mean, you know, every individual has very strong feelings about this entire thing. And it is going to affect votes.
Coming up this weekend is something that will look different as well, which is Mother's Day. Normally, we would gather for our moms and, you know, you try to do something nice.
Yep.
I'm not going to see my mom this Mother's Day thanks to the coronavirus and the way things are going. And I doubt you'll see yours.
I won't. I sent her something, though. What did you do for your mom?
I will be sending her something. Actually, I have to figure that out today. On my list of to-dos for today. And I tried to get the missus something, and she's like, no. Why would we? And I think what her point is this point of this story. Most moms, they want to visit their friends, and they want to go out to a restaurant. That's what they want.
Yes.
Thanks to coronavirus, the top thing they want to do is visit friends and family.
And you can't give it to them.
And we can't do that. They also want to go to a restaurant or a bar, which we can't do
right now.
They also want to go shopping in person, which is on the list of things. And that's not going to. And
Mom
then
is
lastly,
getting the shaft.
What moms really want after all those things is they want to go get a haircut and a mani and a pedi. And they also can't go do that. So. Moms are looking forward to getting out of quarantine as much as the rest of you. Yeah. That's what that comes down to. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. I've been doing any of these today.
Speaking of politicians, Richard Nixon got into politics by answering a classified ad.
What?
A group of Republicans in California took out an ad looking for someone new to back in a congressional election, and Nixon responded to it and won the election. And so begins a political career that...
Wow.
Ended in controversy, to say the least, but still answered an ad.
That is bizarre.
The first escalator.
Yes.
Was an amusement park ride in Coney Island in New York in 1896.
Wow, they really had a skewed idea of what excitement is.
Yep.
Oh, an a moving stairway. Well, how much is it going to cost me to go on that?
The Single American Idiot by Green Day only made it to number 61 on the Billboard charts in America, but it was a top five song in Canada, the UK, South Africa, and New Zealand.
Ah, American Idiot. Well, maybe I'm the at America. I'm not a part of a redneck agenda. Now everybody, that's funny. America was like, what? American Idiot, forget it.
The highest scoring word you could play on the first turn in Scrabble is muzjix. That's a word for Russian peasants that will earn 128 points.
Well, a Z, a J, a K, an right. M. I mean, that is... Is that... That seems like that shouldn't be... That's a foreign word.
You'd have to randomly start with those exact seven letters, so it'll probably never happen to you. But it did happen to a guy named Jesse Inman at the National Scrabble Championships in 08.
Impossible.
He played...
Incredible.
Muzjix, using a blank tile for the letter U as his opening word for 126 points.
Did he win?
It doesn't say, but I have to believe if you start with a word like that, you're off to, I mean.
Just the fact that you know a word like that and that it would be a legal play in Scrabble, because normally you wouldn't be able to use any foreign words.
Right.
I mean,
oh, really?
I wouldn't. I mean.
You'd say no to someone who did that to you?
Yeah, because I would not want them to get the 126 points. You know,
right.
I'd be busy making up my own rules as we went, of course. That's
right.
How my world works.
You know, I told you we got one of the games I bought at Target on one of my early runs when we were just getting into quarantine. I got Yahtzee.
Yes.
And then I played my wife and kid and got three Yahtzees in one game and was like the king of the Yahtzee world. I was, that doesn't happen again.
Never. Almost never.
No. Nope.
Once in a great while, you have just one of those incredible runs. But yeah, when you said you had that on your first time playing, I was like, well, I hope you don't expect that to happen.
No, they have since, they have both since kicked my head in repeatedly we've tried to play Yahtzee since. So I've been shocked. I'm like, well, I have to go for a Yahtzee here. I'm the Yahtzee king, and I'm just...
Oh, you just keep going for Yahtzees.
I just keep going. Yeah. Put a zero in over there. Oh, put a zero in there. Well, this isn't anything. Put two down for...
Yeah.
Ah, God.
Well, you can get the top, usually. You can actually drop off your ones and your twos if you can get an extra six or five, so... You know, I'm constantly doing the math on that 63 on the top part. And zero is one of the first things I'll put. Yahtzee, I'll just get rid of that and hope nobody gets one, because I don't want to put zeros anyplace else except ones and twos.
If you put a zero, this is a good question. Many are going to go, wow, you two are just talking amongst yourselves now. Mm. But
that's what we do all day.
If you put a zero, well, we hope there's some entertainment value. But if you put a zero in the Yahtzee, since you can get multiple Yahtzees, no. When you put zero in at Yahtzee, you don't get to have
yes,
the Yahtzee.
You can
again.
Still use your Yahtzee to fill out, you know, one of the top numbers. You've got five fives or whatever, and you can use it for three of a kind, four of a kind. But I think that's all you can use it for. Yeah, once you zero it out, you can't make any points on that. So you're taking a chance there that you're getting screwed. But
yikes.
You do it to yourself, you know.
Hey, I wanted to mention this as we've talked a little bit about Disney for the wrong reasons today, but one of the things that's been an ongoing story is, will they reopen and when?
Yeah, because and how will that look?
The parks have been closed for a while now, and I think the rumor has been they won't be reopening this year. And then I heard Disney, is it Tokyo?
Yeah.
Wherever the other Disney is, that they might be reopening very soon.
Oh.
And you'll have to wear masks and stuff, but I don't think we're going to see that here in California. Six Flags, another amusement park,
sure,
is going to require visitors to make advanced reservations to visit once they start reopening their amusement parks.
They say they're going to limit it.
Yeah, it'll help them keep the number of people inside the park down. I do that story because I've been interested as some of these things we really want back, like football and baseball and basketball and amusement parks. I've been interested to see what their plan is or what the talks are like.
Did you see the thing about football today? I didn't get to it, but it's about they're going to do a 3-hour special where they, like, you know, because I guess we're starved for TV and people want to see football stuff. There's a whole schedule thing. Let me see if I can find it.
I haven't seen that. No.
Let me see. Hold on. Hang on. Nope, I don't have it. Anyway, it's a
3-hour special starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time, so 5 p.m.
tomorrow,
Thursday.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tomorrow,
so
Thursday.
It's all about this upcoming season. They're going on business as usual. As far as they're concerned, this is happening, and here's the schedule, and here's how you're going to get tickets, and here's how you can go.
If this is about the schedule release, then they've just come up with yet another way to make a TV show out of something that really isn't. But
right.
I'm sure people want the NFL. They watch the draft. They watch this stuff. So I bet they're going to do fine with it.
They say the 5 games that were scheduled for London and Mexico City are being moved back to the U.S. yeah, they're releasing their schedule. I guess they'll roll it out week by week. I don't know how the hell they're doing it. But anyway, if you're interested in the NFL, then you can watch a 3-hour show on it. It's not like a game, but it's... next best thing? I don't know.
I do want them to play games this upcoming fall season. It's a big part of fall. And what I love about the fall is football. It's one of the things. Also, the anticipation of Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas is all part of that, too. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm hoping we're going to get together as a family, you know, my family specifically. But everyone wants to be with their family during the holidays. So
yeah, I hadn't even thought about the holidays. Oh,
our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. Shanghai Disney opened today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd read something like they were going to be opening soon with just different protocols in place. Masks specifically. And I don't know how they'll, you know, space
people. I didn't even know there was a Shanghai Disney.
I didn't either. I know.
Isn't there like a Paris Disney too?
There's a Paris Disney as well. Yeah.
Euro Disney, isn't that what it's called? And then there's Tokyo and apparently Shanghai. Who knew?
I don't know. I that's a texter. I can't say I know for sure, but I read that one of them was looking at reopening just with different protocols. 415 says, "I love the Yahtzee talk."
Oh, really?
OMG, Vinny, my husband and I just bought Yahtzee 2 and have been playing. Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun.
It's a fun little game and it's easy.
Frustrating at times when you're getting crushed over and over by John.
Oh, is he really good?
He's lucky with it. He really considers where he's like, I just write it down. Like, I don't, I'll stick it in there. And he's like really considered and won't put anything down if he's going to not make it 63 points. All right. Good job, honey. You killed me again.
Let's see. Get your bleep together, guys. You're a radio show, and I can't hear your radio show. I turn you up. The commercials blast too loud. Is that a radio.com crack?
Yeah, I think that's it.
I just talked to Brian about it.
Oh, and?
And he's going to put in a ticket.
Oh, okay.
Oh, a All ticket's right. been submitted, you yeah. guys.
Awesome.
Oh, we're going to try and fix the volume
it's
on the commercial.
Beyond our control here, so.
We are well
yeah,
on
it's
our way.
True. It's the app. It's, you know, it's an intercom thing, so.
Well, look, I mean, I'd offer to help, but the last time I did that, Bryn told me to stab myself in the eye, so I'm not, I'm out. I'm not
gonna
doing
try
that.
Stuff, you know? May 11th is when Shanghai Disneyland opens, which is next week.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Well, imagine that. Well, and I'm sure the rest of the world will sit and, or the rest of the Disney properties anyway, are going to sit and watch how that goes. I will tell you this, I'd pay extra to go to a less crowded Disney World or Disneyland or whatever. Like, if they're going to charge, if they're going to let less, fewer people in and charge more money for it, that it might be worth it because you'll get on so many more rides.
Yeah.
You know, and not having to, you know, just getting from place to place sometimes is a thing because you're weaving through these huge crowds of people going every which way.
I really liked how you changed less to fewer that quickly.
Thank you. My mother will be very proud of me. Fewer is things you can actually count. There were fewer people. It was less crowded.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. Yep. I don't know. I why don't believe me. Take issue with that, but all but right.
Just another of the lecture series going on in my family.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm getting educated. Finally.
I will read the rest of the text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.